Welcome to Hip Hop Movie Club, the show that harmonizes the rhythm of hip hop with the magic of movies. On today's episode, we present our live talkback at Steelstacks after our screening of the 1992 classic Juice, starring Tupac Shakur and Omar Epps. We want to thank Anthony DeSanctis at ArtsQuest and our man, DJ Arm 18, Andrew McIntosh, for helping us get our first screening off the ground. We're three old heads who put their old heads together to vibe on these films for you. I'm Dino Wright, podcaster, filmmaker, longtime hip-hop fan, and what you hear is not a test.
I'm JB, 80s and 90s nostalgia junkie, longtime hip-hop fan, and I'm mad excited that Ludacris is coming to Music Fest in Bethlehem, PA this summer.
I'm Boogie, a DJ, longtime hip-hop fan, and this episode is about one of my all-time favorite movies. So glad I've been able to watch it on the big screen.
And now, our live talkback on Juice.
There we go. Hello, everyone.
Check, check.
We've got sound. Thank you for coming, those of you who saw this for the first time. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. We're going to talk about a few things. We've got a couple of trivia questions for some prizes. We'll wrap up the evening.
So first we'll talk about Tupac, right?
Sure.
So
yep.
I'll kick it off. So Tupac Shakur, the late Tupac Shakur, he was amazing in this film. You know, he really showed his skills as an actor. He was only 20 years old when this movie came out, so he must have been around 19 when he was filming it.
He was age 20.
So we had done a podcast episode about this, and we were just saying how villainous he was, obviously. He was a terrible person, but he was so charismatic, and you can see how he influenced his friends just because he was like giving these speeches where he rallied the troops like you wanted to run through a wall. So I just want to talk really briefly about his filmography in a short amount of time. So this movie came out in 1992. The following year, he came out with Poetic Justice. He was a star of Poetic Justice.
Yes.
Following year, Above the Rim.
Yep.
And then there was three more, and some of them actually came out posthumously for him. There was Bullet, there was Gridlocked, and there was Gang Related.
These the last two were posthumous. Yeah.
Posthumous, yeah. So, yeah, Tupac was just insane. So,
for those of you who are familiar with Tupac's work, I know some of you haven't seen Poetic Justice or Above the Rim and just saw Juice the first time. Any of you want to say whether Tupac's in your maybe top echelon of rappers turned actors? Anyone comment on that? We certainly do. If you've come to some of our events, and we talk about this on the podcast as well, of maybe our Mount Rushmore of rappers turned actors, he's on that top four list.
Yes, you want to do a trivia question now?
Sure,
relating
sure.
To Tupac. So Tupac obviously had auditioned for the role of Bishop, but he actually tagged along with another rapper and who was auditioning and ended up that Tupac got the role for himself. Does anybody know, raise your hand and Wright would run up the mic, who that rapper was? What that rapper was who had auditioned for it, but Tupac ended up getting the role.
Anyone?
Any show of hands?
I heard an answer, Rakim. Incorrect. Anyone else have a guess?
Why don't we give the clue then?
Clue number one. Those of you who know Tupac knew that he ran with Digital Underground, so this person was also in the Digital Underground. So any other guesses? Shock G was an answer. Incorrect. Any other guesses?
All right, we'll go to a different question in a little bit. We'll just do another fact then about the director of this movie, Ernest Dickerson. Anybody hear of Ernest Dickerson before this? A couple people, maybe?
Okay. A couple of real movie heads would know Ernest Dickerson. But Ernest Dickerson was Spike Lee's cinematographer for a lot of his classic films. Boogie,
yeah, Do the Right Thing.
Yep.
Mo' Better Blues
and School Days.
School Days. Yeah, he was Spike Lee's main man.
Yeah, so there's one other film that Ernest Dickerson was the cinematographer for was the 1985 classic Crush Groove. And if you like this format, we are actually hosting the same type of event on Wednesday, March 27th, where we will be showing Crush Groove, which if you don't know is a story of the origin of like Def Jam Records with Russell Simmons, his story. You get this, it's like a time capsule. You end up seeing the Beastie Boys when they were teenagers, LL Cool J when he's a teenager.
Run DMC.
Run DMC.
Curtis Blow, Fat Boys, and Sheila E.
Sheila E.
And many others. Yeah, so come out for that one as well.
Yes.
All right. So let's do another trivia question then. And we just have a couple more. We won't keep you guys too long.
Oh, by the way, the answer to that first one was Money B. So Money B was the rapper who had auditioned for the role of Bishop, and then Tupac took it right out from under him. Okay. Can anyone tell me who, and you saw this in the credits maybe in the beginning, who did the music for this movie?
You got it. You got it.
The answer was the Bomb Squad. It was actually Hank Shockley and the Bomb Squad. So congratulations, Bomb.
So I'll come up with it with a prize you can choose. I got you.
Thank you. Our friend here won a Tupac Shakur t-shirt. Yay. Congratulations, sir.
All right.
There were a lot of cameos and other hip-hop artists in here. Boogie, run us through who we saw.
All right, I'm going to see if I can name them all. So we had Special Ed, who played the guy who came along and snatched Raheem's girl from under him. Coincidentally, they jumped in an Audi 5000. Had to throw that in there. All right,
that's good work by Dickerson there.
Oh, yeah. We had classic hip-hop duo EPMD, who was in the bar as Blizzard was sticking up the joint. We had Cindy Heron from En Vogue. If you notice real quickly, while they were in the pool hall in the beginning, before the police came in, playing pool with Tupac over in the corner was the Group X Clan. It was the three of them over there playing with him. Let's see who else we had. Orange Juice Jones was the Snappy Nappy Dugout. I love saying it. Never gets old.
Snappy Nappy Dugout.
Never gets old. Let me see that. Tretch. Oh, yeah, Tretch. Yes. Oh, goodness God. How could I forget Tretch? He's from around my way. Goodness God. So Tretch was actually a member of Radamaz's crew.
And, of course, Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah, Queen Latifah. Can't forget the queen, who's also from around my way. Queen Latifah, who played, she was one of the judges / MCs at the rap at the DJ battle. We also had Ed Lover, Dr. Dre, in the audience with the cool DJ Red Alert. And also Chuck Chillout were also judges as well. And
Fab Five Freddy.
Oh, yeah, Fab Five Freddy, yeah.
And Flex Alexander.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Flex Alexander, who was the guy who, the DJ who could not get his mixes right and got booted out of the competition by Queen Latifah.
He did.
I think that's most of them. Yeah, did we miss anybody? Any old hip-hop heads may recognize others, but I think we got most of them.
Yeah.
Let's do another trivia question. So what's left is a couple of these
Funko Pop heads. Minis, right?
Minis, yeah. One is Ice Cube and one is Notorious B.I.G. So the black and white film playing in Steele's house that inspired Bishop to rally the troops. Name the film or the main actor in that scene.
Who knows who that movie was?
From that black and white film. I thought I heard it. What was that? Did someone say it? I hear it somewhere over here. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
I didn't see who got it, but who I heard it.
Arm, who was first?
You got it?
They got it on the way up. Oh. You want to give? All right. All right.
I'll be
right back.
Go. He's running out into the hall. Okay. The movie is White Heat.
It was a figurine.
So the movie is White Heat.
White Heat.
Yes.
Classic. I'm more of a boat diddling born. Top of the world.
Top of the world, Ma. That's right.
Top of the world. All right.
Thank you. All right. We're good. All right.
We deliver on our prizes.
We'll chase you down.
JB's running out into the hall.
Yeah. All right. So we did the cameos, and now we want to talk just a little bit about the soundtrack. The definitely a great hip hop soundtrack. And Arm was spinning some of these songs beforehand. If you got it in a little bit early, that you were in for a treat. But three of the biggest hits, Boogie, you want to take us through them?
Yeah, one of my favorites was Uptown Anthem by Naughty by Nature. We had Enough Respect by Big Daddy Kane, and Juice Know the Ledge by Eric B. and Rakim was probably the three biggest hits to come off of that soundtrack. There are a plethora of others. If you haven't checked out the soundtrack, by all means do so.
Teddy Riley and Tammy Lucas is a good two.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Those were straight up club party bangers right there.
Yeah.
Strictly bangers.
Yeah, I was on the floor.
Right. I think we just have one more fact, and then we'll do one final trivia question, then we can pretty much wrap up here. Did you guys know that there was an alternate ending? So you saw that dramatic ending where Bishop falls. If you look it up on YouTube, you can see, and we talked about it on our podcast episode. As they were about to, before they released it, they did a focus group, and the ending that they wanted, that Ernest Dickerson, they thought about doing, but they didn't do it, was that Bishop actually let go on his own, and he fell on his own volition because he had heard sirens, mm-hmm. and he heard police below, and he was thinking, I don't want to get caught.
Test audiences didn't like that. They didn't like having the villain have that much agency, and so reluctantly, Dickerson changed the ending. They haven't added that scream at the end to that effect.
Yeah, Tupac wasn't too happy about the ending being changed, so they had to appease him by letting him have a little bit of a scream as he fell.
Like a half-hearted scream. Yeah, so Tupac didn't like that, but the voters, the focus group said, this is how we're going to do it. So that's an interesting tidbit there. Yeah, a lot to unpack. So we'll do one final question, and then we'll wrap up. Does anybody know Tupac Shakur's middle name? You got it. It's Amaru. That's close enough. Yeah. So he was actually named Tupac Amaru after the very last Incan chief leader, last Incan leader. So let me grab you a prize.
Again, thank you for coming to this event, and know that we've got Crush Groove on the 27th. And do you want to get up here and talk about Chuck D again?
Thanks so much for coming out, man. Appreciate
you. Oh yeah, here he comes.
Just want to thank you and you and you and you and you and everybody who came out tonight. And we've got one of our signature events in April is Chuck D coming on April 16th to Northampton Community College. It's going to be a conversation between Chuck and myself and some of our students at NCC. Going to be a pretty live event. We'll have we'll have DJ playing Public Enemy and so on. And we're working on putting together like a PE shrine. We want to sort of... put a lot of Public Enemy's albums and a lot of the music that Public Enemy inspired from that era there and so on. But, you know, the other thing that's going on, we really appreciate Arts Quest for supporting this series with the Hip Hop Movie Club. And we're hoping after Crush Groove to continue to do some movies. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for it. And again, thank you for the support. Have a good night.
Much thanks and respect to Arts Quest at Steel Stacks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hip Hop Movie Club is produced by your HHMCs, JB, Boogie, and Dino Wright. Theme music by Boogie. And just like the man said, our next screening at Steel Stacks is on March 27th. We will enjoy the 1985 classic Crush Groove and have another live talkback. More facts, more trivia, and more fun. Get your free tickets now at steelstacks.org. And come out to a conversation with Chuck D. Yes, Chuck D from Public Enemy on April 16th at the Spartan Center of the Bethlehem campus of Northampton Community College. We'll be there, so come out and hang with us. Get your free tickets for that at northampton.edu. And whether you're listening to the podcast or watching us on YouTube, we appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in.
Real quick, show of hands. Who here saw Juice for the first time just now?
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming.
Bring it. Come on.